Before I begin my homily, I just want to say how excited it was to read on Friday the announcement from Bishop McGrattan announcing the date of Deacon Troy's ordination to the priesthood, which will be the 28th of June, the Feast of the Sacred Heart, 7 p.m. at St. Mary's Cathedral. So Deacon Troy, we are delighted to have this date. Now, there are going to be a lot of people at this Mass. I mean, thinking of all of the people from St. Peter's, all of the people from St. Vincent Liam, and then everyone else. So if you're planning to come, you're going to want to get there on the early side, probably around 6 o'clock. It's important in life to have what is called a philosophy of life, to think about what it is that motivates, what helps to give a sense of direction, what drives the way we live. Our philosophy of life can come out in subtle ways. The attitude with which we wake up as we begin the morning, how we treat other people, how we approach a new situation, those things on which we spend our time, our energy, and our money. So, for instance, part of your philosophy of life is that coming to Mass on Sunday morning is an important value. It's significant that I begin my week in this way. So this morning I want to think about this idea of what it means to cultivate a philosophy of life, because our philosophy in many ways creates our legacy. It's kind of like a GPS for our lives. Now, most of us have had the experience with a GPS. We have them built into our cars, or like me, it's on my phone, and providing that I continue to have a signal, the GPS seems to work more or less all the time. I'm so grateful we no longer have to use those big Calgary maps. If you're old like me, you'll remember them, especially at nighttime when you're trying to find a house in a neighborhood that you've not been to before and you don't have a flashlight, and of course your phone didn't have a flashlight on it, and so it would take forever to get to where I wanted to go. And I'm kind of directionally challenged at the best of times. So to have a GPS is a wonderful gift. And so our philosophy of life, I'm wanting to suggest to you this morning, is like our GPS. And there's a verse from 1 Corinthians 15 that I want to use as a way into thinking about this philosophy of life. There St. Paul writes, "It's not the spiritual that is first, but the physical, and then the spiritual. The first man was from of the earth, a man of the dust. The second man is from heaven." Now, 1 Corinthians 15, where this is taken from, is the longest chapter in all of Paul's writings. And the whole chapter is about the resurrection from the dead. And some of the people in the Corinthian church said the following: "We believe that Jesus was raised from the dead, but that means nothing for us. It has no influence or impact on my life." And Paul said, "You can't say that, because Jesus' resurrection is going to impact your life as well." But he puts it this way: "But it's not the spiritual body, that is the resurrected body, that comes first. It's the physical body, the body we have now. And our body now is like the body of Adam, the man of the dust. But one day we will have a resurrected body. We will have a spiritual body. And if you really believe that, it's going to inform how you live in this physical body." That's the whole theme of 1 Corinthians 15. And as I like to do, I like to use acronyms, and I've got one for you this morning based on the letters GPS. This is the theme of our homily today: grace in the physical and the spiritual. Grace in the physical and the spiritual. GPS. Now, the word grace is tied to another word that we know well in our Christian vocabulary. It's the word love. And one of the greatest definitions of love that I've found so helpful as I've come to hear it is the one by Thomas Aquinas. To love is to will the good of another person as that other person. And here's the point that we're wanting to understand: that in the fullness of the resurrected life in the new heaven, we will fully love. Because in the new heaven and the new earth, when we have resurrected bodies, we will be in love, and it will all be about willing the good of the other as other. That is the goal for which we are heading if we believe in the resurrection of the dead. And so St. Paul would have us understand that when we understand that as our ultimate goal, how we live in our physical bodies now is going to be informed by that. And I think it's beautiful that today the church gives to us this passage from the Old Testament. Let me just unpack it a little bit more. If you know this part of Samuel, you'll know that King Saul is not a good man by this time. He's very suspicious. He's very worried that David, who is serving him, is going to take the throne from him. David has no intention to do that. But you see, the thing with Saul is he's so preoccupied with needing to establish his own turf, his own place, that he's terrified of everybody else. And so he's going to round up David. And we're told in our text that he takes 3,000 soldiers. Now, you need to know that David, he had only about 400 men with him. 3,000 compared to 400? It doesn't seem like a very fair balance, does it? But that just shows you how bent Saul was on wanting to stamp out David. Now, in our passage, we read of David, and he has a nephew by the name of Abishai. Abishai is the son of David's sister. Her name is Zeruiah. Zeruiah. You maybe have never heard of her before. She only comes in one verse in 1 Chronicles. It's easy to miss. But here's the point. You can appreciate Abishai. He's here with his uncle David, and he wants to make sure that Saul's going to get what's coming to him. And what a great opportunity. They get into the cave. There's Saul, all of the 3,000 soldiers, and Abishai says, "Uncle, I've got a spear here. I will not miss. Let me just do this once, and I will kill King Saul." This is how he put it. "God has given your enemy into your hand today. Now, therefore, let me pin him to the ground with one strike of the spear. I will not strike him twice," meaning I'm going to kill him on the first time. Do you know anyone like this? Well, maybe not quite like this. I mean, going to this extreme. But people who have the philosophy of life that might makes right, and if someone avenges me, I'm going to avenge them back. If someone comes at me with a spear, I'm coming at them with a spear. I don't know. It seems like a lot of the stuff on the internet, a lot of social media stuff, is people throwing spears at one another. People who don't even know one another, but they're willing to speak to one another in such a way that they use language that is offensive, degrading, and dehumanizing. There are Abishais everywhere. They've always existed. Now contrast David with his nephew. What does David say to his nephew? "Do not destroy Saul, for who can raise his hand against the Lord's anointed and be guiltless?" And then once they've got Saul's spear and they go to the other side of the ravine and Saul wakes up, David shouts out, "I would not raise my hand against the Lord's anointed." Now he's speaking to Saul. "As your life was precious today in my sight, so may my life be precious in the sight of the Lord." Do you see this? David understands the spiritual principle that Saul's life is precious, as David's life is also precious. And although Saul willed David's death, David wills Saul's good. That's the heart of our readings today. How in the world can you live like this? Only through the empowering of the Holy Spirit. And only by a daily recollection where we're able to examine our philosophy. We know from David's story that as he became more powerful and he became king and he committed adultery with Bathsheba, that he wasn't like this. But here he's a young man. And so I want to speak to you young people today. The choices you're making now about how you're going to live your life, how you're going to shape your philosophy, is going to affect how you live through the decades that are before you. And for those of us who are really old like me, it's never too late. We can always come to a deeper understanding of our GPS, grace in the physical and in the spiritual. And that's the point of today's gospel. Jesus speaks here the words that some people think, "This is the most irrational thing I have ever heard. Get real, Jesus. Love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Get real, Jesus. Bless those who curse you. Pray to those who abuse you. Get real, Jesus. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other one. Come on. What are you on? People have rejected this teaching for thousands of years. But the point is, you're going to reject this teaching if you don't believe in the resurrection of the body. You're going to reject this teaching if you think all there is what we've got now. But if you believe that the physical precedes the spiritual, and everything that we are to do in our life now is to prepare us to enter into the fullness of the resurrected body, then Jesus' teaching comes to life. Remember, he goes on to say, what good is it if you love those who love you? If you give to those who give back to you, even sinners do the same. And the point is this, there's nothing wrong with that. But that's just human love. That's just natural. Jesus is wanting us to understand that our philosophy is based on supernatural love. Our philosophy is based on the understanding that our reward will be great and you will be children of the Most High. So what's our reward? Well, ultimately, that one day in heaven, we will know the fullness of love. But it has a profound effect for how we live now. Think back to Abishai. He fell down to the lowest common denominator. He wanted to act like Saul, not David. David's philosophy was not based on Saul's philosophy. David's philosophy was based on his understanding of God's law and God's will. And so this is how we want to grow in living. We don't want to be controlled by the philosophy of life that wants to get even. We want to embody now what it means to be children of the Most High. And in our psalm today that Solomon sang for us, listen again to what Israel sang thousands of years ago. The Most High is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. He does not deal with us according to our sins, nor repay us according to our iniquities. Do you remember at the end of the gospel, Jesus talks about a measure? And what he means here is a measure in which you would put grain. And he said, people who are learning to understand to live now in light of heaven are men and women of generosity. They don't put just a little bit of grain into that basket. They put the grain in, they press it down, they put more grain in, they press it down, they put more grain in, they press it down until it's overflowing. And here's our understanding of the philosophy of life that we want to follow. The measure we get is the measure we give. What we give, we will get back. And what Jesus wants for us is to be a community here at St. Peter's that is a community whispering and declaring that we are people who know that we're not done yet. We are a people who know that one day we will have a resurrected body. And so as St. Paul says at the end of our reading from 1 Corinthians for this morning, just as we have borne the image of the man of dust, that's the image you have now, that's the image I have, the man of dust, we will also bear the image of the man of heaven. This is our GPS. This is our philosophy. But how easily we can sometimes get lost. I'll end with one story that I read the other day. Three women in Washington State, they're going to a conference. None of them are from Washington, but they've rented a Mercedes SUV, but the GPS malfunctioned, and they're on a dark road, and instead of going along the road, they turn down to a boat launch, and their GPS goes right into the lake. One woman gets out, the others get out, but the car is completely submerged. The point I'm wanting to make with this illustration is it happens to us too. We lose our way. We think we're going one way, and we find ourselves in a lake. And so may we set our GPS with our destination in mind and receive the supernatural grace to grow in this love that is heaven's love, sent from heaven, so that we may one day be brought safely home to heaven. Set your GPS, have a philosophy of life, and know where you are going. Let us pray. Jesus, we pray, help us to love you as you love, even now, and so increasingly bear your image. Amen.